Axios Chicago reporter Carrie Shepherd's on the line. We heard your voice at the mayor's press conference, Carrie. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
Good, thanks. I wasn't there. I didn't even see it, but we listened in. I don't remember the question I heard you pop up with. Did you get more than one question in? What did you ask the mayor?
Well, I asked the mayor for one thing, some clarification, because as I'm sure your listeners know, there are 7 Chicago Board of Education members who resigned. So, but there are only 6 new proposed nominees to the board up there with at the Southside Church with Mayor Johnson. So the question was, where is the 7th person? And he just said this is the first round of nominees to the board. It's a little confusing because try not to be too weedy here, but the mayor appoints the 7 members to the Board of Education. However, we couldn't call these 6 appointees because they still need to be vetted, apparently. And then they go back to the mayor to be officially appointed. So take with that what you will.
So
and then
the
go ahead.
So let me just review. The mayor appoints them, then the mayor vets them, the mayor nominates them, and then he vets them, and then he appoints them. I mean, it seems to me like it's all him, right?
Well, the Chicago Public Schools, according to his chief of staff, the Chicago Public Schools are who vet them. So they're, which I'm guessing reading between the lines would be that if some sort of conflict of interest, ethical, legal problem comes up with one of these 6 members, the mayor has an out to say, they have not officially been appointed.
What was the thrust of his talk today?
Well, as something we've heard from the mayor frequently since he was a candidate of, when there is a budget shortfall, as there is in the city, nearly $1 billion, and at Chicago Public Schools, who suffers, and we saw this, a decade ago when 50 schools were closed, it's black and brown students in CPS who tend to suffer. Their schools are closed, they don't have the resources, they don't have librarians, et cetera. The question over and over by all reporters was, well, how are you going to fill that budget hole? And he didn't really have specifics other than what he said frequently, that the state of Illinois owes CPS this money to fill some of this. He did have said about his budget that anything's on the table, meaning cuts, staff cuts, they are, perhaps furloughs. But he didn't offer a ton of specifics. He did say to me when I followed up with, how are you going to pay for it? He said possibly TIF. He wouldn't go so far as to say, raising property taxes, which is obviously a big concern for residents.
When he said everything is on the table, that included the short-term high-interest loan. He didn't back away from that, did he?
He didn't. He never. I was sitting next to the Bloomberg reporter who covers municipal bonds, and so she was very interested in that answer as well. He didn't. He wouldn't go so far as to say, yes, that means a short-term loan. And if, people remember, that is what is sticking between the mayor and current CPS head Pedro Martinez, is that Martinez has said, and actually the outgoing Board of Ed agreed with him, that they don't want to take this short-term high-interest loan to fill this budget gap. And so the mayor's new board, hand-selected board, it remains to be seen, but they would maybe be a little bit more open to approving this short-term loan.
Lost in this, but not entirely, is the school kids themselves. And I wonder if you have $9.7 billion, is that sufficient resources to give a kid as good an education as $10 billion? But for $300 million, granted that's a large amount of money, but so is $9.7 billion, can't a kid get a good education? And would it be a matter of, if that's the amount of money you have to work with, consolidate, close, find ways to manage the money? And if librarians and sports are that important, and I think all of us agree they are, then figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, the figure it out is the big part, right? And for one thing, schools aren't going to be closed because there's the outgoing Board of Ed, you know, voted on a moratorium on school closures until at least 2027. We saw how that decimated communities a decade ago. But yes, it's a really real question and concern if schools only have, you know, fewer than 100 kids or whatever, which
yeah.
Chalkbeat has done some great reporting that they, you know, there are schools like that, then what, you know, what is the reality of continuing to pay for those instead of consolidating those schools? It's a hard decision. I don't envy, of course, but in terms of figure it out, I think that's what everyone is saying to the mayor, figure it out. The mayor is saying that the Governor Pritzker and the legislature, they need to figure it out because they owe Chicago mm-hmm. Public Schools money.
It sounds a little Stacey Davis Gates-ish to me. You know, it's not my job to figure that out. You just go get the money. We need it. We deserve it. The mayor had the idea, and it's, I think, interesting rhetoric, and there's, I'm sure, a kernel of truth to this, that too often we don't give the schools and therefore the kids the money, and then we blame them for the ill that befalls those kids or schools. If we have a problem with youth in the city, and we would say education is the solution, then why aren't we funding the education? So he was kind of on that treadmill, and I know that that's a good point, but it doesn't invent the money. What are the chances that we're going to get it from the state here in Chicago?
That I don't know. I'm not a state house reporter. I'm not following the ins and outs in Springfield, so I don't totally know. And Pritzker, the governor, has, you know, he's been fairly quiet, as in let the mayor, you know, the mayor's in charge. And the mayor said this over and over again today. I was elected. I was put in charge. I'm in charge, right? So the governor hasn't weighed in too much on the transition at the Board of Ed. I should also note, and I'm not sure if listening in you heard this, there were protesters there. There were a group of people who said this new school board is not legit. They said that this is not, you know, this was not a democratic process. The underlying message there is that Mayor Johnson pushed hard as a candidate for an elected school board, which we're getting a partially elected school board. We'll be voting for 10 members in November, and they will be in office in January. So these protesters were saying this interim board, so to speak, which, to be clear, will not be interim. They will stay on. These will be part of the members of the board that the mayor can pick. That they say this is not legitimate. This is not a democratic process.
Is it? I mean, it is within the confines of the rules, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the mayor has in this next iteration of the school board, we're going from 7 members to 21, and the mayor, the people elect 10. The mayor selects 11, so he selects 10, and the president. So it is within the rules, yes, but. You know, people would disagree that it should be like that because, you know, we are not having a fully elected school board until 2027.
Yeah. Any other takeaways from that press conference that sort of jumped out at you? What was the overall tone? We listened for about 6 or 7 minutes of it. I don't know that I would describe it as hostile, but the mayor was certainly very animated. What was your feeling in the room at the time?
I mean, I think my feeling is what all reporters was, we just wanted answers, and it was we were having a difficult time getting them, as you and I have just discussed, in terms of who are these 6 people, why are they chosen, where is the 7th, and then also how are we filling this budget hole. Other reporters, part of the City Hall press corps, who see the mayor and follow him at his every move every day, you know, they asked questions about, are any of these 6 individuals backed by the teachers union? That was not a question the mayor wanted to answer and also was very animated about. It's an issue, you know, it's an issue the mayor is very passionate about. He has said that. He's a teacher. He's an organizer. But, you know, continuing to just relay that passion and that black and brown kids are who suffer, which he's right, when these cuts are made, doesn't necessarily answer the questions of how we're going to make sure they don't continue to suffer and struggle in the schools.
I also think it's false for him to say, I was elected to do this. You were elected not by a majority of the people, and you were elected for a variety of reasons. He is suggesting that he has a mandate to borrow $300 million at a high interest rate because that's what the people wanted. I don't remember voting on that. You know, I remember voting for or against Brandon Johnson, but he seems to think he has, or at least is suggesting he has carte blanche now.
The mayor, Mayor Johnson, has he said repeatedly in today's press conference at the church that his predecessors, they were given carte blanche to do what they want with the education system. They kicked the can down the road in terms of our underfunded pensions. And he said, look, I'm in charge. He said that over and over again. I'm in charge. And he seemed to be very bothered by this concept that he said, you know, previous mayors who made these unilateral decisions were allowed to do so. He should be allowed to do so as well. However, he also said, you know, I'm not the status quo. So I guess take with that what you will. I mean, status quo, you, the person in charge unilaterally makes these decisions, or you push against that practice. So, you know. It's a little bit of both sides on that.
Axios Chicago's Kerry Shepherd. Nice to talk to you, Kerry. Thanks for the heads up today.
You too, John.
Take care.
You too. Thanks.